Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On today's episode, we're taking a look at some of the highlights from the Marvel September 2024 solicits, featuring the end of Star Wars and much more. This is Comic Book Club News for June 21st, 2024. Bookending our week here on the podcast, which started with DC's September 2024 solicits, it's time to turn to Marvel. And as a reminder, these are the covers and synopses sent to comic book stores and press in order to drum up pre-orders of titles 3 months in advance. Because that's how the comic book industry works. It's weird. Sure, they're in month 3 of the new X-Men line, but Marvel continues to go big with their Merry Mutants. This month, a new Wolverine title from Saladin Ahmed launches, as does Evel Ewing's Exceptional X-Men and a Dazzler miniseries. Meanwhile, Uncanny X-Men ships 2 issues, with the first teasing Gambit, Wolverine, and Rogue battling some wild mutants, and the second teasing a, quote, grieving Rogue. Will the comics go the same route as X-Men 97 and kill off Gambit? Hopefully not. That would stink. Moving on, we've got a bunch of alternate reality stories. Marvel and Disney present What If Donald Duck Became Thor answers the question we've all been asking for years. Jonathan Hickman and Asad Rabish continue Aliens vs. Avengers. And Predator vs. Black Panther continues the title character's rumble in Wakanda. There are some new number one in-continuity titles, too. Sabir Persano writes Spirits of Vengeance, a title that looks to jam a bunch of Ghost Riders together against a new villain who is probably also a Ghost Rider. The Marvel Zombies are back in a new mini Dawn of Decay, which teams up Groot and Hulk versus zombies and is not in continuity, so what am I even talking about? Avengers Assemble introduces a more classic but rotating team of heroes, and Spider-Man Homeroom Heroes begins some all-ages Spidey adventures. Blood Hunt might be over, but don't worry, there's still a massive crossover happening with Venom War, which will encompass a main title, 8 spin-offs, and a tie-in with the main Venom title. That's not even including series like Kid Venom and Venomverse, which are not tied to Venom War. Hey, they should take all the Venoms and all the Ghost Riders and put them together and see what happens. I don't know. Over in the Ultimate Universe, Ultimates number 4 focuses in on Doom in an issue writer Dennis Camp has hyped as the best thing he's done at Marvel, while Ultimate Spider-Man introduces the Ultimate Sinister Six. And as reported previously, Amazing Spider-Man number 58 begins the end of Zeb Wells' long run on the title. Speaking of endings, in Star Wars world, the big news is that both Star Wars and Darth Vader will end with oversized 50th issues, and not only that, they'll wrap up Marvel's stories told in the era between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, with the promise the main titles will be heading to a new era later this year. Fingers crossed it's the Star Wars holiday special era, but I'm not holding my breath. Meanwhile, Star Wars The Acolyte Kelnaka is a one-shot, focusing on TV's grumpy Jedi Wookiee. And if you're a fan of Miles Morales, get ready! In Spider-Man Reign 2, he's an old man trying to hunt down Peter Parker. In Spectacular Spider-Man, it seems like he comes to blows with Peter Parker. And in his main title, as of September, he'll still be a vampire. So, sorry? For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And if they mashed up Ghost Rider and Venom, it could be called Goop Rider or something. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.